We've said it many times, and it's no cliche, Tom. You need a result when you're up against it a bit. Then you need a result. It's as simple as that. So we need a couple of results pretty quickly. And I'm quietly confident I can do that. I'm quietly confident that we've got a squad of players who will make a challenge. Sometimes they need a bit of time, but we all know the game these days. You don't get it. So, you know, if we can get a result in Friday and then Tuesday, then it looks a bit more glamorous than it was a week ago.
To win games, players need to be at it, to be bang at it, need to be buzzing, need to be full of confidence. How's your dressing room?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the problem that certainly what I've seen this year is a little bit of inconsistency. We've made silly mistakes that have cost you. And of course, when silly mistakes cost you games and big, big points, that drains a little bit of confidence-wise. You know, the one thing area where you're right to throw is we're going up and down. But you know, Tom, that's why people play in the Championship, in my opinion. They go up and down very, very quickly. It's why they don't play in the Premier League week in and week out.
Consistency of performance
is what, you know, is that. You can go and look at a Championship team and think, whoa, what a good team they are. And then go and see them 2 weeks later and think, wow, different kettle of fish. So it's finding that balance and finding that consistency. And when we get there, I'm convinced that we've got a good squad of players that can take us where we want to get to.
I haven't seen many games of Villa this year. You always look a threat going forward. Yeah. But are you tough enough and tight enough?
Well, defensively, since I've came here, the first thing I did was to address goals against. Because if you keep conceding twice, and I think we've done that now four times, then to score three goals is practically impossible. So we have to get back and find that balance. Last year, if you look at our goals for column, we're very, very decent. But our goals against is awful. So we were very, very good at it last year, and that's what we've got to repeat and find it again this year if we're going to be successful.
You get the players at it, you keep them at it, you take their minds off all that's going on outside. Mm. Who does that for you? Who keeps you at it?
Ah, Tom, I've been in a long, long time, and I understand when you, any manager who hasn't won enough games, you so-called come under the pump, you come under pressure, the whole thing. Look, it's part and parcel of management. It's how you handle yourself, how you get on with it. You try and take it away from the players and let them try and enjoy. It's a game of football, and let them go and enjoy the occasion. A full house tomorrow night won't be easy, but we know we're capable of going and getting the result.
Everybody talks about the toughness of the Championship.
Yeah.
And you look at results every week, there's a result that you go, you didn't expect that. There's probably 12 teams think they can do it automatically and 20 think they can get up through the playoffs.
Yeah, and absolutely. And after 8-9 games gone, that's certainly the case. That's certainly the case because, you know, the Championship, there's always a coupon buster somewhere. And that's why it's an even race. In the Premier League, you can name the top six. We might not all get it right. We can all name them, though. You couldn't. I wouldn't. You couldn't do that in the Championship. So, at the end of the season, we have to be there or thereabouts. That's what this club demands. And I'm quietly confident that we can do it. We've brought in some new players who need a bit of time. They'll be fine when they get used to it. And I'm convinced that we're on the right path.
What do you expect from Bristol City?
Oh, they're always good at home. You know, they play, and they've done very, very well in the last couple of years. Going down there, full house, you know, they're delaying the kick-off late at o'clock so they can get everybody in. We've just heard that out, so we know what to expect. A big, tough game. Bristol City away in the Championship's a very, very difficult game.
Are you up for it?
Tom, I'm always up for it. The bigger the challenge, you know. The only thing is, I wish I could play.
Yeah, have you weathered these sort of challenges before?
Yeah, well, you know I have, Tom. You know, listen, if you've been in management 20 years, there's times you come under the pump, and you have to accept it. And certainly at a club like ours, ain't easy. So batten down the hatches, get on with it, do your job as best you can, make sure you stay focused on what you can do. All week we've worked tirelessly on the training pitch to put things right. That's all I can do is prepare them as best I can, get on with it tomorrow, and when they go over the line, hopefully get a bit of luck, stop the silly mistakes which has cost us, and produce a performance.
Finally, Jack Grealish, new contract, which probably last season's performances earned him.
Well, look, last season's performances and a big, big club of Europe wanted to take his services. And the club has managed to hold on to him. Now the message to Jack is to reproduce the form which got him a new 5-year deal, which got a club like Spurs to go and try and sign him. He's now got to reproduce and produce the type of form that's earned him the 5-year contract.